In 1963, the Gaithers wrote these words, "Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole." The leper said to Jesus, "I know you can if you want to." Jesus, here in Mark chapter 1, comes down from the mountainside, having been engaged in special prayer and communion with his Father. He's charged with power, which he had received from communion with the Father. And now we may expect miracles and wonders. And that's exactly what took place. After coming down off the mount, he began to preach in the synagogue. Strange, isn't it? When I read Jesus went into the synagogue and preached, I think I would like to go into several churches and preach. And the scripture says this. And cast out devils. And I said this week as I renewed these passages, in the synagogue? You don't expect devils to be in church. But maybe so. Devils were made to flee and fear when Jesus spoke, verse 39 says. And as he was preaching out of the synagogues in Galilee, there comes to him an extraordinary kind of guy, a leper, a man who was condemned to live apart from the rest of men, so that he would not spread his disease. He comes, and take note, he kneels before Jesus and expresses his confident faith in him that he can make him whole. Oh, that that would happen today. Oh, may we see again today the glorious Son of Man in his power to save. He's a greater Savior than you are a sinner. Don't you know the Lord Jesus has all power in heaven and earth right now? He has all power. He is charged with divine energy to bless all who come to him for healing. And he has promised this, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." I just double dog dare you this morning to come to Jesus Christ and you'll find salvation and life. Oh, today in this house, in this service, that some great wonder of his power and grace would be seen. That lepers who are here today would come to know him as Lord and Savior. You see, I was thinking about this. In order to see this, we must have someone here for his power to work upon. I wonder if we do have someone here today like this leper. Is there a leper in the house? Then surely there is one in this place that he may prove his omnipotent power. You. Now, I'm not talking to those of you good people who are here today, those of you self-righteous folks who are here today. There is, and you yield no space for him to work. You that are whole do not need a physician. Today, I'm looking for those who give opportunity for him to display his miraculous grace. It'll take the power of God and the grace of God to save a leper like you. Is there someone like that today here in this place? I'm talking to you who feel yourselves possessed with devils, evil spirits. You're the worst of the worst. You're leprous with sin. You feel yourself lost and full of evil. You feel yourself self-condemned. You condemn yourself. You're here today that the works of God may be manifest in you. What a wonder it would be for God to save a heroin addict like you. An adulterous person like you. Or those of you who have been so churchy all your life. And instead of claiming the blood of Christ and the person of Christ, you claim your own works and your own churchianity. It'll take the power of a mighty Christ to change a leper like you. This is one of my favorite stories in Scripture. I can't tell you how many times, and some of you here have heard me speak from this passage. I just want to dissect it a bit. You're not going to maybe see all of the pieces. And you're going to say, I think Pastor may have contradicted it himself a little bit. But let's see. It's just the glory of the gospel. Here it is. And there came a leper to him. I want to tell you this, first of all, anytime anybody comes to Christ, it's because they are being drawn by a power beyond themselves. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 65:1, I am sought of them that ask not for me. That verse makes absolutely no sense. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. Every time I read the scripture or quote that particular scripture, I scratch my head and then I go like this. That is so true. Somebody said, I have found the Lord. Understand this very clearly. He's not lost. You are. Amen. And so it is a wonder that this leprous man came to him. I wonder today, is there a desire in your heart, leprous person, to come to Christ? If there is, the preacher knows this, and some of the rest of us here know this. It's because God has already done a work in you and is inviting you to come and to hurry. Come to Christ just as you are without one plea. It says he came to Christ beseeching him. So many passages in the Word of God where sinners come beseeching him. Another great example is the Syrophoenician woman who kept bugging the Lord. Have mercy! Have mercy! And those self-righteous disciples said, Lord, send her away. She's a Gentile dog. But you know, she couldn't be discouraged. The Lord finally said, it's not right for me to give the children's bread to a dog. And she said, yes, Lord, I am a dog. But the puppy dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Oh, if we could find a sinner like that here today who was determined to get to Christ. Little puppies get the crumbs. Are you here today, a leper? And while I'm preaching, just if you can stand it no longer, if sitting there you cannot do that any longer, and you must come and confess Christ, just come ahead. I'll ignore you till I get through preaching, and then we'll say, here is a leper that has come to Jesus Christ. We're not going to sing 30 stanzas as just as I am. The Spirit and the bride say, come now, and let him that is athirst come now. I long for the day to be in the church house where men and women, boys and girls are interrupting my message with faith in Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be a glorious thing? It's very noticeable, too, that this leper, when he came to Christ, beseeching him, kneeling down to him, he knelt down. He knelt down. Saul of Tarsus, you remember his story on the Damascus Road. He didn't sign the decision card. He didn't step over the line. That self-righteous Pharisee, that bloodthirsty dog out to kill Christians with papers in his hand on the Damascus Road, got knocked on his duff, so to speak, by a sovereign Savior. And cried out, his first cry was not, where's the card? Or I'm giving my heart to Jesus. This is what he said. This is just what he said. Lord! In other words, whoever knocked me off my high horse is boss man. I believe this with all my heart, and I know this is controversial, but I believe the lordship of Jesus Christ's salvation needs to be proclaimed today. He doesn't first become your Savior. He first becomes your Lord. He first does a mighty work on the inside of you called regeneration, called the new birth, called being born of the Spirit of God. And now you desire to drink of the water of life and to eat the bread of life, and can take no glory for yourself. He knelt down and he said unto him, if thou wilt. Isn't that strange in the ears of most church people? If you want to. You leper here today, you have no claim on God. I know this is going to sound a little hard, but if you're a hearer today, if the Spirit of God has done something in your heart, you may be the chief of sinners here today, but he will show you this. He owes you nothing. I hear people say all the time, I just want God to give me what I deserve. No, you don't. No, you don't. If thou wilt, if you want to, thou canst make me whole. This is the way we come to Christ. This is the way the sinner comes to Christ. If you want to. Not with a big wad of juicy fruit gum in your mouth. I'm going to give Jesus a chance. You know, I've sowed most of my wild oats, and now I'm going to give God a chance. No, that's not the way men who have been worked on by the Spirit of God come to Christ. They come broken. They come as sinners in need of this, the blood of Jesus Christ, to make them white as snow, and they know it. Oh, the realization of the sovereignty of God is so marvelous. When you began to realize that he could have passed you right by. Why, our old hymns teach that truth. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, while on others thou art calling, over here. Do not pass me by. The truth is, you, my sinner friend, are on death row. And as I preach the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation, you're there in your cell on death row. And King Jesus is passing by. And the key to your cell is swinging at his thigh. He can save you or damn you and still be God Almighty, sovereign and gracious. He's God all by himself. And when you begin to see that, that God has saved you in spite of you, that God has had mercy on you, that God has been so good to you. Then you cry out, oh, what a wonder that Jesus found me. Out in the darkness, no light could I see. He put his great arm under, and wonder of wonders, hallelujah, he saved even me. Not only that, but you began to proclaim to others of your friends, if he saved me, he can save you. That's very, very true. Until you see the mercy of God, you'll not be very merciful. I find church people to be very hard on other folks. You know, we're here in downtown Pontiac, and they call us the other people. Those people. We're those people. Yes, we are. We are those people who've been saved by the matchless free grace of God. And I love this. The Bible says, and Jesus, moved with compassion. Oh God, I want that same compassion to preach to you the gospel from the pulpit. I look across this congregation, and I know there are those of you sitting as far back as you can sit or up in the balcony. You didn't want to be here. Oh, God, I love you. I want to see you come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I looked this up, this word compassion. Jesus moved with compassion in the Old King James. And the Greek dictionary says he was stirred in his entire manhood, a commotion in all the inward parts, the heart and all the vitals of him was in active movement. Have you ever seen anybody so moved with compassion or that you know, it looks like their whole body is in some kind of movement. Oh, how Jesus loved this leper. You know, he's a lover of lepers, isn't he? He's a lover of lepers. He is indeed the strongest man in the universe. The Creator breaks down, moved with a sacred passion for this poor leper. This is what we should have too, by the way. The same compassion. You have friends out there that are using. You have neighbors out there who are, they'll be in some kind of church today, but the gospel won't be preached. Do you have a desire? I pray that God so gives this congregation a desire to see lost men and women come to know Christ. It's a moving compassion. It's a compelling compassion. I know this seems strange, but I thought this. Oh, that today some leper should have such power over the divine Son of God. You say, well, I don't understand that. I know I don't either. But this leper moved. Christ was moved with compassion. That's the power the church has lost. That's the power the old songwriter talked about when he said, there's power. There's power. Wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's 11:48 and I'm almost through. Here's what the Scripture says. He said, the Lord put forth his hand and touched him. Now, I find that odd. And yet, throughout Scripture, you'll find the Lord doing that, touching people. Oh, there's something in his touch. We sometimes talk about the laying on of hands. Or what about that lady with the issue of blood that touched the hem of his garment? There's something about touching. You know, I kind of make it my habit, especially when people are hurting and I'm chatting with them and I take their hand, I pat their hand. I do that on purpose because there's something in a touch. I was reading several years ago, you know, Marilyn Monroe in my day was the wild girly girl on the movie screen. And someone asked her, what is one of your most memorable moments in your childhood? And she said something like this. My mother never touched me, but one particular day, she was putting on her makeup, and she reached over and patted my head. That was Marilyn Monroe's most memorable childhood. I said, well, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there's something in a touch. And I think what makes this touch even more glorious was this was a leper, and this was the Son of God. Holy, holy, holy. He's a friend of publicans and sinners. He reached over and touched him. And then he answered him. He answered his question. The leper said, if you want to, you can make me whole. And we all hold our breath here. When you go to Calvary and you see the two thieves and the Son of God there, one of the thieves had a change of heart. God did something. God wasn't going to be left without a witness at Calvary. Those two thieves, the Gospels say, railed on him. And then after a few hours, something happened to one of the thieves who had a complete change and said, we deserve what we're getting, but this man doesn't deserve this. And then he turned to Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Oh, Jesus is a king, and I'm his subject. What a great thing. And here's the drama of that. There must have been a few moments when there was no answer because there was such great eternal suffering there at Calvary as the Son of God died in our stead and for our sins. And finally, Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, when you talk to Jesus and he talks back, what a day that is. I hope you will ask him. Jesus said to this leper, I will. Can you imagine the thrill? And I like this too. Be thou clean. Do you know? Some of you haven't. Some of you have been clean for 30 days. Really, nobody in here has been clean 30 days. Not this preacher, nobody. Because in my flesh dwells no good thing. But I understand this. When Jesus says be clean, you are clean. If he declares you justified, if he declares you clean, you are clean indeed. Your past, your present is all taken care of. Your future, he paid the debt in full. Be clean. Would you like to hear that today from the Master? I'll tell you this. It's worth a try. What should I do? Come to Jesus just as you are. I don't know that he's ever turned down anybody that came to him. I don't think so. He said he wouldn't. Him that cometh to me. What him? Drug addict him. Self-righteous him. Whatever him. Adulterous him or her. Come to Jesus just as you are. I've already quoted, the Spirit and the Bride say come right now. The Spirit and the Bride say come on, sinner. Say, well, I don't know whether I'm elected. That's none of your business. Come to Jesus Christ just as you are without one plea. You want to find out that you're elected? Come to Jesus and trust him as your Lord and Savior. And you'll find out, hey, this was a God thing that happened to me. He loved me with an everlasting love and saved me in time. And the scripture said, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Isn't that something? Two men went up to the temple to pray. One of them was a Pharisee who, thank God, he was not as other men are. The other, a publican. I didn't say Republican. I said publican. The other, a publican who stood afar off and wouldn't even look up, raise his head, smote himself up on the breast and said, God be propitiatory. God be my propitiation. God be my reconciler. God be my atonement. God be my Savior, my Redeemer. God be everything to me. The Bible says this man went down to his house justified. He came up there, didn't know anything about justification, and he went back home justified. Think about this. You could leave here today knowing that God has brought down the gavel and he has declared you not guilty today, tomorrow, or forever. It's finished. It's done. It's accomplished. You've been justified by God Almighty on the basis of his Son, Jesus Christ. I just wonder if the Spirit of God is here in such a way. And I do seriously believe this and long for this day, that the Spirit of God will rest upon our meetings in such a way that people are coming to Christ without that long invitation. Say, well, aren't you going to give an invitation? I've been preaching for 35 minutes now. That is the invitation. What are you waiting for? Come to Christ. Come to Christ, my brother. God bless you. Amen. Just stand here with me, will you? Ha! Ah, you see the power of God? The power of God. Coming to Jesus Christ. Trusting Jesus Christ. I don't even know your name.
Then why are you talking to me the whole day?
I'm glad to see you, my friend.
I'm a leper.
You know what he said? I'm a leper. I don't have to know his name. He knows his name. Amen. How awesome. Where are you, dear sister? Where are you? Someone else? Trusting Jesus Christ alone for the first time today? Amen. 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 Well. Well, few more lepers. There's power in the gospel message. Spirit of God moves. I'm so happy to see you all come and confess faith in Jesus Christ. I wonder if there's some just lousy, no good for nothing religious person here. You've just been goody two shoes all your life and claimed your own righteousness. You claim your baptism. You got your little certificate up somewhere at home. So when you begin to doubting that you're going to heaven, you can look at it. It's no good. I want to know, are you trusting Christ and him alone? You know what's happened today? All of heaven went crazy. They went wild. You know, I do recognize your faces, most of you. They say there is no answer to the heroin epidemic. You have seen the answer today. I'm so happy for you. Faith in Christ. Now you're probably going to leave here and you go back over to the center or up to the women's center, or you go over to Moreland, or you just go to the suburbs. You're going to start to have these kind of thoughts. What did I do? That preacher must have tricked me some way. You're going to have doubts. Just remember this. You came to Jesus as a leper. You trusted Him and Him alone. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye every day. I was trusting Christ this morning when I got up. I trust Christ when I left home about 10:30. I trust Christ when I got here. I'm trusting Christ right now. I'll trust Christ when we're dismissed. I'll trust Christ when I go home. I'm going to trust Christ. I'm trusting Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So when you begin to see your mess ups, and you will stumble because in your flesh dwells no good thing, but greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. You will overcome. All right. That's it. Stay right here with me a minute. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood.